Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. And it's been a summer-like week in the spring here. Looking to be getting back to those spring temperatures, it looks like, the next few days here, which will be nice, right? It's too hot too quick, I think, at least, over the the past week. It's just too much, I'll tell you. There were days it was like, wow. Like, what month is it? It just felt a lot crazier than it needed to be. But it's cooling down. We're going to get into those normal temperatures so we can start actually feeling spring and working with it. Looking like a little bit of rain possibly tonight into tomorrow. But temperature-wise, it's perfect. And if you're walking around, you're out there, you're noticing everything is budded up. Forsythia, starting to bloom, barely. Can see just a couple flowers popping up on mine here. Nothing major just yet, but it's looking like it's getting there. So, spring has officially arrived. You know, just with a touch of summer. So, we'll look to enjoy it while we can. Because it's a bit crazy out there. It's just up and down temperatures, up and down heat, sun, all of that thing, all of that. Just kind of goes to show what this year looks to be, right? It's kind of what was happening last year. It was up and down all over the place. You didn't know if it was going to rain, if it was going to be hot, what it was going to be. So we're kind of hitting that period of time where we're all over the place. So we'll get ready for that for the year, because I'll tell you, that's the new normal, I guess, if you will. But what else are we noticing? I mean, bulbs are up and in full, just full bloom. Right? You look around when you're walking out in the neighborhoods or driving around, I mean, you're seeing daffodils, tulips, you're seeing everything popping up, right? I mean, it's amazing. It's awesome to start to see spring hit. And, you know, the one downfall, right? That's the pollen. That's going to start to hit us with all the trees popping their leaves, getting ready for their season to start. Right, we're getting there for them too. This isn't just our season. They're ready to show their leaves, show their color, and be ready for the season. It's It's an exciting time, right? It's that time of year. It is just, we're ready to go for it and ready to enjoy the spring here. It started off a cloudy day today, but, you know, hey, I'll tell you, if you're like me and wasn't paying attention and not realizing, hey, I'm going to work outside one day, you should probably put that suntan lotion on or get burned. Yeah, no. It always happens to everybody about this time of year. We forget. But we'll get on with that and keep on keeping on as we always do. But we're here to answer whatever gardening questions you have, as always. This isn't a me talk the whole show. This is a let's answer your questions for your problems in your yard or garden. And at this point, definitely be putting down some fertilizers, right? Putting down a crabgrass control. You've got plenty of time still to do it, right? This isn't just a one and done type thing. You know, where like, when I say one and done, I'll explain that in a second, but I also mean this isn't just a, you know, oh, things are starting to bloom, we're done, right? So this is a time frame where we do have plenty of time in order to continue putting down that first application, right? Getting the applications done, getting the fertilization done if you're just fertilizing. We also have time to put some seed down if we, you know, so choose to do that. These are all things that we're looking at doing, right? That one and done that I made the comment about, right? It's not just a one and done with crabgrass if you have a really bad infestation in years past, right? This is one where you can actually put a crabgrass control down twice. So we can discuss that as time goes on throughout the show. But it's not just, if you have a really bad infestation and you want to really take care of it because you know you've had some issues, there's ways that we can work on it and do it multiple times instead of just that one application and then go on to the next and get rid of the weeds, right? So there's things we can do. You know, those weeds that we want to usually kill with that second application, right? They're already starting to pop up. My daughter Ellie yesterday walked up to me and handed me a dandelion flower. She wanted to give me a flower, right? She handed me the dandelion. I mean, it's April 16th and we got dandelions out there. And that's our second application when it comes to the fertilization of the lawn with weed control. Which is 6 weeks from when we put down the crabgrass control, and we're just starting that, right? So things are kind of a little bit all over the place, and there are ways around it. It's not just following this application process. This application process is the way to go, but there's little things that we can do. And so it could be a lot of crabgrass. It could be a lot of other weeds, like dandelions, like others, right? Those are things that we can discuss as time goes on to explain. It's not just about sticking to those applications. There are some ways around it to get to the point where you apply something to take care of the existing weed or whatnot and fertilize. Because our long-term goal for our lawns is to only have to fertilize, right? We don't want to have to put down a crabgrass preventer and a weed control and all these different things every year. Our long-term goal is to make sure that our lawn is filled with grass, right? If that's what you're looking to do, because there are some out there that are looking for, you know, the clover lawns that could be considered a weed, right? But these are the ideas of what you know. Let's look at it as just the grass at this point. We can go into other aspects, but let's just look at it as we're looking for a grass lawn. And so the long-term goal of that is to just have the grass, right? But we also want to be able to just fertilize and not have to control the weeds. So that's the long-term goal. And how do we get there? Well, you know, if we look at books, we look at all information, all these things, some things will say, well, you shouldn't be seeding in the spring. You should be waiting till the fall. Well, I disagree with that. Some will say you always got to use the, you know, certain products to get rid of weeds. Well, I disagree with that. Now, those are some things we can discuss as time goes on today, because I think looking at those couple things when it comes to the lawn is a good way to start figuring out a way to move away from some of the products that we don't need to use. So we can discuss that and more as time goes on today. But we're just getting started here this morning. So definitely, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're definitely thinking spring here with after all the temperature craziness we've been having. It's interesting. I was just talking with Nathan during the break, and he was telling me, yeah, it's snowing where he was. Where he is, in Minnesota there. And, you know, they had 90s just like us this week, and now it's snowing. So could you imagine if that was happening around here? I just, wow. So just something, you know. Got to look at it and say, well, at least it's not snowing. We got that going for us, which is nice, right? But anyways, yeah, so weather is all over the place with some of those 90-degree temperatures we had. And then on top of that, the hot sun compared to what it's been. Our plants are starting to wake up and kind of say, whoa, what, where are we? What season is it? As I'll tell you, it's been a quick start to it. So anyways, we've been talking, you know, lawns a little bit, because that's kind of what we think about first in the spring and planting, you know, new gardens, because we can't really put a lot of the annuals out yet, right? Because it's too cold. You know, we can put some of the, you know, the pansies, right? We could put the pansies out there. We can do a number of things like that. But, you know, not a lot of our season-long color. So, you know, we kind of sit there and say, well, what are we gonna do? And it's usually the lawn. Right? So, a lot of you might look and say, all right, this is what we're going to do this season. We're going to renovate the lawn. We're going to get rid of the crabgrass. We're going to get rid of this, that, the other thing, etc. That's kind of the start of it, right? So those are some of the things that we think about right away. But I also want you guys to start thinking about, too, like, is it just about the lawn? Is it just about fixing all these things? You know, where, you know, you've heard me talk, I don't know how many times, about a no-mow May. Maybe that's something we think about. We can continue the discussion as the show goes on. In the meantime, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Jan's in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. So I have several issues. I had a major construction last year, which involved having to redo part of my lawn. So in the fall, since we had kind of a late winter, it was really nice last fall. So I went ahead after the landscaper came in and put, dirt down and all that. We went ahead and seeded and fertilized and then put salt marsh hay on top of it.
Okay.
And it came up. It was so, the season was so good that it came up. It was beautiful. But we left the salt marsh hay there for the winter.
Okay.
So I don't know when to rake up or dethatch or what to do with the salt marsh hay. Should I leave it there? Because since then, we've had more construction people come in and like stamp all over it and crush parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when or if I even should pull up the salt marsh hay because I want to do a second seeding.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure about that.
Yeah,
completely. And my second issue is I got the grass, the first step, whatever that is.
Yep, the crabgrass preventer.
Correct. Okay, and I know if I seed, I can't put it on that new area, right?
Yep, definitely.
So what do I do next?
Okay, perfect.
What I need to know.
So I'm going to have I'm going to have a couple follow-up questions, but we're hitting the brakes. I want you to hang tight. We've got plenty of time on the other side of that break there to discuss this, so hang tight with me.
Okay.
Like I said, we're going to take a break. Our phone number for everyone else is 855-660-4261. We're going to be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. President Biden ordering the Pentagon to get a handle on how it handles classified documents. Georgia firefighters containing a massive fire at a resin plant that forced an evacuation order to be issued for some surrounding areas. Lincoln University in Chester County, Pennsylvania, was in lockdown last night after a double shooting on campus. That lockdown was lifted this morning. Two females who were not students were injured. They are in stable condition. The suspect still on the loose. Three New Mexico officers on administrative leave after they opened fire on a man while responding to the wrong address for a domestic violence call. That incident left that 52-year-old man dead, his wife being shot at while all three kids were in the house. No other injuries were reported. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Byrne Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jan in regards to lawn at her house. She's had a bunch of construction going on and had some new seed pop in, put the salt marsh hay down, and then and some more construction this spring, so the guys have been walking all over it, etc. Now, so a couple follow-up questions, just real quick here. Are you done for the rest of this season with the construction that's going on, or is that still going to happen?
No, we're done, thank God.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a good thing. So that's going to, you know, if they were still going, I would say I might want to keep the salt marsh hay there, right? Just mm-hmm. as an extra protectant for your plant, for your lawn. So since they are done, I would say no problem to start to clean up. Get those things taken care of. So it can definitely be just a nice, easy raking on it, like a almost like dethatching type rake. I'm not talking the rake itself, the raking, the style that you would be doing. So like cleaning up the thatch with a spring rake to try and get what you can up at this point. It is definitely okay to remove that salt marsh hay, but it's not one of those things where you want to like work on it hard to like try and get all of it out. Okay, so this isn't something that you would definitely need to just get rid of it all or nothing. You know what I mean? This is a get what you can to clean up to allow when you're going to put more seed down, and we'll get to the ability to seed with a crabgrass control, because I know that's the second question here. But we want to remove some of it. Not, it doesn't have to be all again, so that we can hit the ground when we're adding new seed. So it's not just sitting on top of like a salt marsh hay like that. Okay, so it's time, you can do it anytime now, to remove some of that salt marsh hay and clean up the yard. And at the same time, you could do a dethatching with a rake, or you could, you know, rent a dethatcher. That's up to you on how you want to do it. But if anything, if you're going to rent a dethatcher, start by cleaning up the salt marsh hay first, then work to towards the dethatching, right? So,
you know, I actually have a dethatcher.
Okay.
It's very aggressive.
It's
very, it digs into the ground. Like,
yep.
It pulls up dirt, ground, and stuff. And I wasn't sure if I should use that because it's so aggressive. I was worried that it might pull up the tender new shoots.
You know, it might, but I wouldn't be as, you know, concerned at this point, because a lot of the new shoots, if you're dethatching is going to help long term by thinning out, and especially if you're going to reseed, I think you'd be okay. That's why I was thinking that you would need to remove some of the salt marsh hay before you do the dethatching, because some of that salt marsh hay might be like intertwined or intermingled into some of the lawn at this point.
Oh, so rake first and then dethatch. Okay.
Yeah, so rake first and get what you can up of the salt marsh hay that's there, right? And then from there, that's when I would dethatch. And that way it doesn't have, it's not like pulling at the salt marsh hay at the same time and maybe pulling some of the new shoots out, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of taking control of, it, allowing it so it doesn't, like, pull too much new grass out, right? You're saving it a little bit by doing that. So it's definitely, you know, a little bit of cleanup will go a long way on this. I definitely think it will be helpful for you. Now, as far as seeding, right, they do make a product out there that you can use as a seed-starting fertilizer and a crabgrass control, right? Unfortunately, but fortunately, I guess, there's only one out there. A couple years ago, the patent for the product that was one of the best ran out, and so nobody picked it up. And the only people who picked it up, or something close to it, is a Scotts product, right? And I'm not a huge fan of the Scotts products, but they're the only ones who have a seed starter with a crabgrass control currently. So it'd be their step one for seeding. Okay, so that can be used, and it knows the difference between crabgrass and good grass that you're putting down. So it's, you know, formulated in such a way that it can tell the difference. And so this would be something that you could put down. It will help prevent the crabgrass that's there. And you can put new seed down. So I think it's a great combination. I just wish it was from a different company. But that's another story for a different day. So it can be done, right?
Malorganite can...
So malorganite is just a fertilizer, and it's not going to really do a lot for the seed itself. It's more for greening up the lawn and taking care of it that way. Malorganite doesn't have a lot of the middle number in the fertilizer, right? So the middle number helps with the root development of a lawn. And so that's what we're looking for when it comes to that starter fertilizer.
Oh, I see.
Right? So there is the product out there so that you can do it at the same time, seed at the same time, and prevent crabgrass. But if you haven't had a heavy crabgrass issue in the past, maybe it's just using a starter fertilizer. And you can use that starter fertilizer for the entire lawn, especially if you're just patching something. And maybe, it will help the root development for those plants as well that are just getting started. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a crabgrass control unless you have a really bad crabgrass infestation that usually happens year after year.
I do. So okay. I probably would use that. But also, it's in the shade. I mean, it's right under trees.
Yep.
That new growth, you know, the new lawn.
Yeah.
Right under a lot of trees. And they're like, you know, doing its thing now. Things all over the place, budding and stuff. That's not going to interfere with anything?
No, it shouldn't, right? They're getting themselves, they're getting figured out, they're doing those types of things. But this would be the time to at least get something done with it, because there's no real other time to help prevent that crabgrass, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's what I'd be looking at, is doing it now. Because later on, you might not be able to.
Okay, so I'll go get some of that. Great, perfect.
Yeah, no, it's worth it at this time of year, especially if you're really trying to establish the lawn for the year and you've had issues. You know, the long term goal obviously is so you don't have to put the crabgrass down, preventer down, and you won't always have to be, you know, refilling an area with. You know, with new seed, right?
Right.
So this is
now.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I typically get the natural alternative.
Yep.
But because of the construction, I forgot to do my order that I normally do. So can I still make that order?
Oh yeah.
And then use the Scotts for the first step, and then the next step, start using it. You know, the natural alternative,
because
that's really a great product. It works so well.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. So I shouldn't wait for an order. I should just go ahead, use a Scott, and then go from there, right?
Yeah. And just, you know, call them on Monday, Tuesday this week, whichever day works for you, and just let them know that you're reseeding and you have a lot of crabgrass. But you're reseeding at the same time. They don't have a product, right? They have their inhibitor for crabgrass control, but you can't seed.
Right.
So they'll be able to sell you just the last four applications that you're looking for.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, it's definitely worth it. They'll be in tomorrow, obviously, you know, Monday through Friday for them. But call and just explain, and they might, you know, just tell them you talked with me on the radio today, and that I wanted you to call just to try and get taken care of for that.
Okay. I'll get the rest of the steps. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help, and I listen to you all the time.
Awesome. Thank you, Jen. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're starting to get some trees and shrubs planted, getting everything ready for the season. And it's one of those things, you kind of look around, you say, all right, I want to get this done, I want to get this done. I want to make sure it lasts. Now, you look around, you say, I don't really have a guarantee on if this is going to make it. I'm looking for some sort of insurance, right? You can be looking at like a planting insurance, but in a different way here, and that Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, it's an amazing starter plant food. It's that blend of beneficial microbes, mycorrhizae fungi, and an organic plant food all mixed together. Your plants will grow faster, deeper root system, flowers, vegetables, flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. And the planet. Right, we're only one planet. Now visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. I'll tell you, that Biotone Starter, if you're not using it, you might just not want to plant something. It is something that is amazing for your plants. Just the mixture of everything, such an amazing product. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get back to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I have a peach tree that didn't do any peaches last year, and I had put I think, copper fungus in the soil, but I didn't get it on the tree.
Okay.
Spray on the tree itself until the buds were coming in, and I was afraid to do it. So I did spray the tree, and I have the dust, but I can't find any instructions on the package, or I'm okay. looking online on how much dust to put in the soil. I thought I'd put it in the soil before, but now I'm not sure what I did.
Okay. And you said it was the dust, the copper fungicide dust?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get you the instructions on how to use it, but we got to take a break real quick, so hang tight.
All right.
And on the other side of the break, I'll explain what to do. So for everybody else,
all right,
our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to copper fungicide, and she was looking for, information on what to do with it. And so the copper fungicide dust is a dust that, we're looking to use on, you said, peaches, right?
Yes.
And so this dust actually needs to be turned into a spray. Okay.
I thought I had read somewhere that you didn't have to be turned into a spray.
Well, for what we're looking to do with the peaches, when it comes to the brown rot, the blossom blight, the leaf curl, those types of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
The application right on there says apply as a full cover spray at pink blood bud, and then reapply every 5 to 7 days as needed, up to 3 weeks prior to harvest.
Okay, and that's on the tree. I thought I had put some in the soil, but there was a way to do it.
It's depending upon what we are looking to control, right? And so if you had a blight or something along those lines on your peaches or on your tree itself, the best way to do it would be as a spray. Now, there is a way as a dust, right? And right on here it says, as a dust, control of disease depends upon thorough and complete application, a thin uniform film to both tops and underside of leaves. Small canisters may be used as a duster to partially... Sorry, it's really small print here. Crushing and rapidly squeezing the sides to an upright position for use.
Yeah.
A good pressure duster application when wind is very light or absent, usually early morning or evening, will prevent drift and loss of product to adjacent areas. So right on there, it is saying you would use the dust, but just on top of the leaves versus on the soil. Because we're looking to, take care of... it sounds like either a rot or a blight is what we're looking at controlling, right?
Yeah, I mean, the leaves end up with that ugly, curly something on them.
Yep.
I just, somewhere it says, I don't know, I read you could use it as a dust, but all I saw was the convert it to liquid instructions. The only reason I wanted to do some of the dust was I sprayed it yesterday with copper fungicide everywhere.
Yep.
But then I wanted to put some in the soil all down and around the tree in the soil.
Okay. So what you're doing by spraying the plant is the right way to go as a preventative. And that's what you're looking to do. Adding to the soil here is not going to do what you're looking to do. It's, to be honest, it's almost, it would be like a waste of time, energy, and money to do.
Okay.
Because what is happening with that copper fungicide that's sprayed all over the tree is the leaves are absorbing it and holding onto it for about 7 to 10 days and and keeping it into the plant. Whereas if you put the dust over it, it's still going to need to be watered in, and then it's going to take a longer time for it to even work the way you're looking for. The dust is more for if you're starting to see some of the diseases start to pop up, right? And I think you are better off using a copper fungicide in the liquid form already to help your peach tree. The other thing, have you fertilized at all yet this season?
I haven't got to the peach tree yet.
But you're going to, right?
Yes.
So that's good. Yes. That's going to help your plant in the longevity of it. Now, you know, using like a tree tone or a plant tone or whichever tone you're looking for will really help it get it going.
Yeah, you've got a big bag of plant tone.
Perfect. And you can use that for the tree, and that's one where you're going to want to go on the drip line of it and help by fertilizing. And that's going to be huge when it comes to the season for it. I would definitely be looking at just using the liquid copper and continuing that, again, every 7 to 10 days as time goes on to help prevent this. Because when we get into the hot summer and then we get the humidity and all those things, that's where everything starts to pop up because of the humidity of the disease. So just keep that in mind. But I think I'd stick with just the liquid going forward, okay?
Okay, are we going to have a big break now?
Yeah, we are, so hang tight. When we get back, we'll help you out with more.
All right, thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend.